just heard one piece of music that was wonderful and giant and theatrical. That was Guapo. It means somebody who's attractive in Spanish, but these guys are not from Spain. These Guapos are from Britain. And yeah, that was a track called Obscure Knowledge, just the third part. There's two other parts of that, so yeah, you can find that around the world. Cuneiform Records. Hope you enjoyed it. And now, my friends, it is time for a trip to a far-off place, an island called Corsica. And this has been part of France for the last 200 years or so. Before that, though, it was part of a most serene republic, the Republic of Genoa, since 1284. And actually for about 14 years, between 1755 and the subsequent conquest by Napoleon and France in 1769, this was an independent republic, the Corsican Republic. But that's not a very long time to be independent. So Corsica, yes, they are tied with France and Italy. It is actually just west of Italy and southeast of France, much closer to Italy than France. But, you know, Napoleon, he had a pretty good army back then, so the French took over Corsica. They call it Corse, C-O-R-S-E, but in Corsican, their native language, Italian and English, we call it Corsica. This is an island of about 322,000 humans. And yes, they speak a language called Corsican, which is actually closer to Italian than French. And, well, the music of this lovely little island is, there's one thing, one word that makes it stand out and that kind of distinguishes this from other music. Polyphony. Polyphonic vocals, that's right. So not the same thing as harmonies, where vocals are singing, voices are singing the same basic structure, rhythm at the same time. Polyphony is when one voice is singing one thing and then another voice is singing a completely different melody and at a different timing. So yeah, you'll hear that in a lot of this music, in this Corsican music. You'll hear the age-old Corsican tradition of polyphonic singing in full display. They're still using it, even in modern music that has like rock stylings and other things. They're still doing the polyphonics, so that's a very cool thing. And I'm going to jump right in to the music because my voice is not worthy of their voices. Yes, we're going to hear a group called Canta U Populu Corso, which basically just means the group Popular Corsicans, I believe. And yeah, the language is very similar to Italian, but not exactly the same. So yes, yeah, so here a track here called L'Armata di L'Ombra. Beautiful music. It's got some guitar, it's got some drums, and that polyphonic vocal display in full effect. So you're going to hear this is what sounds like it was recorded in a lovely church. Enjoy the music of Corsica, my friends. Here it comes.
Ci sono
Good, worthy of clapping. That was L'Alba with a track Stamane, and that is the most pure polyphonic singing from Corsica that I could find. However, those guys, it says so in their little write-up in their biography that they do mix sounds of India, the Maghreb, and across the Mediterranean. So not fully folkloric harmonies, but that's the style that is pure and lovely. And yeah, that's so I was mentioning earlier, polyphonic singing is the most characteristic indigenous sound of Corsica, and that's where we are visiting right now. And in that song, you got the classic three registers of the voice. You got the segunda, which is the main pitch, carries the main melody, the basso, which is the bass voice, which is kind of just a harmony of the main one, and then the highest tone, which is the main singing. And although the Corsicans did not invent polyphony, vocals singing different things at the same time, they did invent the oral tradition, so the way of telling stories using polyphony. And that's according to Jean-François Bernardini, of course. So, yes, a very important part of the Corsican oral tradition. Without doubt, the most beautiful cathedral they have in Corsica. And Corsica, yes, a kind of hidden, wonderful gem belonging to France. 300,000 people, lots of beaches. Whoops, excuse me. Ooh, lots of beaches, lots of mountains. You got a whole variety of landscapes with this little island jutting out of the Mediterranean just above Sardinia in Italy. And sadly, though, not all wonderful news in Corsica. A couple years ago, the BBC published an article saying Corsica, the island or the highest per capita murder rate in all of Europe. So only 300,000 people, but for the small population, yes, a lot of murders and gangs and kind of dirty money in Corsica. So a lot of altercations there, sort of along the lines of what you expect from Italian mobsters from the old movies and stuff. So Corsica, it's got a fair share of problems. Some poverty, especially considering so many vacation homes from rich French people that travel there, and then the local people don't necessarily get a cut of that riches. So. Yeah, Corsica. Anyways, lovely place to visit, I would imagine. If you're going to go to visit Italy, why not just hop over to Corsica? Anyways, before L'Alba, that just vocal song, you heard a group called Dia Zevota, some rock and roll from the 80s. That was from 1986. The track called Falsi Consigli from a record called Corsiamenti. And before that, started off the Corsican special with Canta Popolo Corsu. That was the group, and the song was L'Armata di Lombra. And next, I know you've been waiting for it, I have been too. We're going to hear some prog rock. That's right, across the world, just about every corner of this planet has progressive rock bands, and I was happy to find that Corsica does as well. Of course, lots of French bands, and it spilled over into the Mediterranean. So this is a group that formed in the early 1970s and only released one album. They are called Rialzu. And yes, the four musicians that met in Avignon at a Jesuit school, but then, yes, They formed in Corsica originally. So, yes, here's a group that might sound similar to Genesis, King Crimson, or Magma, another wonderful French group. So here we go. This is going to be a track called Amuba. This is Rialzu, some progressive Corsican rock from 1978. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
cadena, Aristes adia doia, a noi goti gimena, se no diremo goti sempre.
mitin di oppressione. E giovani sparamondati con quella licenza ostentatoria.